From the Rector. There's been a bit of talk recently about a quiet revival in the Christian faith in Britain since the pandemic. It's an unscientific term, but certainly in our churches here, a few more people are turning up to church. Sociologists tell us that, increasingly, people are seeking for meaning and authenticity. The church seems well placed to respond. The days when the church represented a social club for the well-to-do are now happily well in the past. The church is a hospital for people who know we are spiritually sick, in need of the mercy and healing love of Jesus. The only thing we Christians claim to know that others perhaps don't is that we all need the mercy and healing love of Jesus, whether or not we realise it. As a hospital for sick people in need of the medicine of God, we're a slightly awkward bunch. Try asking any hospital's patients to govern themselves and you'll quickly get an idea for what it is like. Knowing that we are being healed and transformed and restored, we try and pass on the secrets of salvation to others in the hope that we can bless other people too. But we're far from perfect at doing it, and we know it. But the strange thing is, around the world, well over 1 billion people keep coming back to this rambunctious community of people who are on a road to salvation. And amazingly, it seems as if just now, ever more people than usual are interested in the idea that humanity might need some healing, and in the possibility that Jesus alone can provide it. If that's you, then do come along and join us on Sundays. As I say, none of us is anywhere near perfect. As Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to put it, we're all sinners trying to become saints. But we've discovered along the way that when we come together to worship God with other people who are similarly convinced that we need Jesus' saving grace, he somehow does heal us gently and steadily, and that gives us hope. Later on in the year, in September, the church groups in Benson are going to be offering a chance to explore the Christian faith in a no-pressure way. Based around desserts, for who does not like desserts, we'll meet in the parish hall on Monday evening, starting on the 29th of September, to spend 90 minutes or so exploring who Jesus is and why he might just be the one in the world and you have been waiting for. If you want any more information or want to let us know of any dietary requirements, do contact us on bensonalphacourse@gmail.com. Services in July and August take place at St Helens Benson every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. On Sunday the 6th of July, there is also service at 4 p.m, 4 o'clock church, a family-friendly service lasting 30 minutes. And on Sunday the 20th of July, there will also be a said Holy Communion service using the old prayer book at 8:15 a.m. At St Mary's Uelm, services take place each Sunday at 11 o'clock, except on Sunday the 31st of August.